All right, so starting with New Testament off in Yuma. Okay, so the Gemara is going like this: Boy, mini Rami Bar Chama Merachista. He niach Mizrak besoch Mizrak v'kibul boas Adam Mahu. So what did he do? He took a bowl in a bowl, supposed to collect the dam in a Mizrak, and he took a Mizrak in a Mizrak and collected the blood. Rashi, v'kibul boas Adam, kol kabolos shel kol yemos hashana kamim b'ayle. So even though this Gemara is in the middle of Yuma, it's not a question about Yom Kippur Avodah. It's a general question. Okay, so what's the Chakira? Min b'mino chotzeitz, o eino chotzeitz. So it's a case of min b'mino. What does it mean, min b'mino? Mizrak b'mizrak. It's the kli and the kli. It's the same kli you're supposed to collect the dam in. Is containing the kli that you're collecting the dam in. So, is it a min b'mino that's chotzeitz? Do we say here min b'mino is chotzeitz? Rashi, v'nimtza she'en kabola zu b'kohen, she're'eno oches b'mizrak she'hadam bo. So, do I say this? So, what does it mean to be chotzeitz? So, chotzeitz means here that the kabbalah, this kabbalah, was not done by the Kohen. Nimtza she'en kabbalah zu b'kohen. Why? She're'eino oches b'mizrak she'adam bo. He's not holding the vessel, not holding the bowl that the dam is in. There we go. All right, so do you say over here that it's... No, it definitely is a min b'mino, right? It's min b'mino. Normally, you'd say min b'mino is not chotzeitz. So the question over here is, what? Is there something different, I guess, in this inyan? I mean, that's what we have to try to figure out over here. What's the what's the question over here? What's the general principle of min b'mino ain't chotzeitz? And what's the question over here? So do you say it's a min b'mino and it's chotzeitz? No, even though it's a min b'mino, it's chotzeitz. And what does it mean, it's chotzeitz? That what? That the Kabbalah is not by the Kohen. Why? Because he's not holding the kli that the dam is in. He's not holding the kli that the dam is in. Okay, so what does it mean that the Kohen is not doing the Kabbalah? Nimtza she'en Kabbalah zu b'kohen. I mean, who else is doing the Kabbalah?
There is a Kabbalah going on, but you can't attribute it to the Kohen.
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, what's the inyan over here of Chatzitza? What's the inyan is the question.
We seem to be Mizrak she'adam bo. He's not doing with that Mizrak.
He says, Nimtza she'en Kabbalah zu b'kohen. This Kabbalah is not being done by Kohen, because the blood is not in the Mizrak that he's holding. Right? The blood is not in the Mizrak. I mean, that's a very... Isn't that like a very... I mean, normally we're more... Halacha is more conceptual than that. It's like very, you know, basic. Not touching it. I mean, but he's holding up the Mizrak that... he is the one who is collecting the blood with that. He's guiding, and it's his koach. It's all his action and his koach. And what's the difference if it's another Mizrak? What if it was a wooden contraption that he's holding the Mizrak up? Okay, so the Gemara just goes through Rias, and they can't figure it out, right? Let's go a little further. First Tashma we did. We mentioned this when we were doing the other thing, you know, with the Yom where he pours the blood from one vessel to the other. Then the Gemara brings up Tashma, the Gemara in Zvachim that we're doing. Let's skip to the second Tashma.
What was the Tanisua? I was thinking that Masan Samali Barakan is saying that you put the one that's full of blood into the empty one, that would be a min b'mino.
Right.
So what they...
So it says, no, it doesn't mean Nosan es ha-mole letocha reikon, that you are holding the mole in the reikon. It means you pour it back from the full one back into the empty one.
Even if it was, that wouldn't be Kabbalah. That's what, a different Kabbalah?
But then you're doing Zrika from it.
So we say that every hodin.
Right. So it would be because it says v'lokach, Rashi explains. Right? No, it's the Gemara says like this. All right, we'll do the. It says like this. Oh, my leg, tani too. Oh, we already learned this from Mishnah. Nosin asamali berekan. So that's the Mishnah over here. You put the full into the empty. My love, hoshiv mizrak mole l'toch mizrak rekan. So doesn't it mean that you place the full cup, the full bowl into the empty bowl? So you're holding a bowl within a bowl with the mixture of the damas papar and damas soya. So what does that have to do with the Kabbalah? So Rashi says, "My love, hoshiv mizrak hamolei besocha rekan she'ira mimenu." Doesn't it mean that you put the full mizrak into the empty one that you poured from, right? V'ha'hocha nami v'lokach siv. It says v'lokach, right? V'lokach midam apar midam asor. V'hach l'kicha achizas ha'mizraki. And l'kicha means grab, holding the mizrak. So Rashi's saying it will be the same problem. It will be the same problem. Since it says v'lokach, it says v'lokach midam apar umidam asoyer, you take from the dam apar v'dam asoyer, and then your mazeh. So what's the v'lokach referring to? Lokach is referring to holding the vessel with the dam. Holding the mizrak with the dam. Right? So if you say that min b'mino is chotzeitz, then it would mean also that you can't say the kohen is what? You can't call it v'lokach ha-kohen midam apar midam asoyer. You can't say it's v'lokach ha-kohen. Because v'lokach would mean he's holding the kli with the dam. But if you hold min b'mino over here as chotzeitz, then you'd have to say that what? You wouldn't be able to say he's holding the vessel with the dam. He's not holding the vessel with the dam. He's holding a vessel that's holding the vessel with the dam. That's not v'lokach. So I want to say it would be the same exact question. If you hold nimbamino is not chotzei, is chotzei, then he shouldn't be able to put the mole into the rekan. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean he puts the mole into the rekan. It means that he pours from the mole back into the rekan. But he already combined the blood. What does he have to pour it back for? He already combined the blood. So he says, no, to be mixed very well. La'arvon yofi yofi, that's the answer. Alright, let's think about that for a minute. Alright, now the Gemara comes to the next case. Let's get the cases straight. The Gemara comes to the next case. This is the case we're doing in Zvachim. Ha'ya omed agabi kli o agabi regel chavero. Apostle. If he was standing on a vessel or on the leg of his friend, the avod is no good. Right, it's no good. Shani reg... Yeah. It's a Rashi. The town of the Bay Rabbi Yishmael, Ho will the Ritzba Mikadeshas, the Kli Shoris Mikadshim, Ma Kli Shoris, Lo Yedav Chotzis Beino, Vein Kli Shoris, Af Ritzba Lo Yedav Chotzis Beino, Ulevein HaRitzba. So here the Gemara is coming in to show you the opposite direction. There's an Arab Gemara in Zvachim, we're learning from the Kli Shoris to the Ritzba. But here the Gemara is saying, since they both have an union of chatzitza, and that's what we're investigating, what's considered a chatzitza, right, is a min b'mino a chatzitza, so I can show you a case in by the Ritzba, that it considers standing on the regel of somebody else, a chatzitza, right? So, therefore you see, Rashi says, alma min b'mino chotzitz. Right now the Gemara over there in Zvachim is saying that both the Ritzba and Klei Shoreis have a din of chatzitza. And you're learning one from the other, actually. Right? It's comparing the two. Correct? So you see over there in the case of Ritzba, the Mishnah excludes standing on someone else's leg. And the reason is because it's a chatzitza. So Rashi says, so you see, Alma mimba minos chatzitz. There you go, mimba minos chatzitz. So the Gemara says, Shani regel d'lo motzi mevatale. The regel is different because you can't be mevatale. D'lo mevatale chavero es raglo ach yigmor avodoso. His friend will not be mevatel his leg to him for him until he can complete his avoda. So the friend won't be mevatel his leg.
Why is it that way? Why is it not that he can't be mevatel his friend's leg?
Because he's not the baal of the davar. It has chashivas. It has chashivas. He can't be mevatel something that has chashivas.
So if But his friend, the guy who he's stepping on, can't be mevatel his leg?
The guy who he's standing on can't be mevatel his own leg, or won't be mevatel his own leg. Anybody else explain this to me?
Well, just the basic facts. Okay, hang on.
Now, the basic concept is like this. Now, the guy is saying that what? But if you hold min b'mino is chotzeitz, is not chotzeitz, right? Even if you hold, you are saying I'll prove to you the min b'mino. No, nothing.
No, it's
the okay. Very good. Oh, I forgot. If you hold min b'mino, you want to prove that what the min b'mino is chotzeitz, right? Just because since he's standing on someone else's leg, which is considered min b'mino. Which is strange in its own right. To compare that to a Mizrach Pesach Mizrach, right? We discussed that a little bit last Friday. But if you're going to say Min B'mino is not Chotzeitz, then why can't he stand on the other guy's leg? So you see from this that Min B'mino is Chotzeitz, right? So the Gemara's answer is no. Even if Min B'mino is not Chotzeitz, it depends on a bittel. Min b'mino eino chotzeitz depends on a bittel. It requires the other guy to be mevatel his leg for some reason. I don't know what I said, but I mean, even if it's not chotzeitz, even if you're going to learn those, the Gemara is saying, no, really, you can learn min b'mino is not chotzeitz. And if I had a mizrach besoch mizrach, it would be good, right? The only thing is, why is this case different? Because mizrach besoch mizrach. I can be mevatel one mizrach to the other. But I can't be mevatel his leg to mine. So, min v'mino depends on some bittel first. Right? It's tolei on an inyan of bittel. And if I can't be mevatel, then I can't have min v'mino in a chotzeitz. Even though in general... even though I would say that by kachim min b'mino is not chotzeitz, right? That's the Gemara's answer. So you can't prove it.
What was the proof? The Gemara Zachim says that both the Ritzbah and Kalim have an issue of chotzeitza.
Yeah, the Gemara in Zachim was saying, how do you know that you can't stand on the Kalim? Right?
Okay.
How do you know there's an inyan of chotzeitza by the floor? You know there's an inyan of chatzitza from Kalim. Because by Kalim there's definitely an inyan of chatzitza. And now when we're looking at the particulars of what the Mishnah was regarding as a chatzitza, we're trying to derive what the particulars of chatzitza are.
Inyan of chatzitza by Kalim meaning that you can't have anything between you and the Kli, or between the Kli and the Dav?
You and the Kli, that's what it's referring to. It's referring to you and the Kli. You can't have a chatzitza, whatever a chatzitza might be, between you. Between the Dam and the Kli is the bottom case. That's the Gemara takes up last. Okay, so the Gemara can't resolve it. Let's just take the next side here. So now the Gemara says, Ika de Amri. Hocha boyimine. This was really his question when he said the Mizrach Pesoch Mizrach. It was a different question completely. Derech Sheris Pekach or Ein Derech Sheris Pekach? Is there a Derech Sheiris? Is this Derech Sheiris or is it not Derech Sheiris? In other words, it's definitely not a Chatzitza. But is it Derech Sheiris or not? No, is it proper service, right? Is it a proper service to hold a Kli and a Kli?
I'm forgetting about Chatzitza.
So it's assuming there's not a problem with Chatzitza. Assuming this Gemara is assuming there's no problem with Chatzitza. Only question is there Derech Sheiris?
And that's not based on the previous answer?
No, it's Nikah D'Amri. It's another expression of the question of Rami Bar Chama. What was his question? Was he really asking about Chatzitza itself? Or was he or like Rabbeinu Chananel says in the bottom over there, Hiniach Mizrak Tzoch Mizrak, he always takes we generally take the Nikah D'Amris. The last line, V'kibo bo sadam pshitali devadei min v'mino ein achotzeitz. Miyu derech sheiris b'kach ilo. That's my only question. So that's the Ikeh D'Amri. The first boy was about chatzitza itself. Second one is assuming it's not a chatzitza and asking about the derech sheiris. So how's it go? So he says, Toshma atan de Rishmoel. As kokle hashoreis asher yishar subom bakodesh shnei kelim b'sheres achas. So it refers to clay hashoreis asher yishar subom. So it's referring to two kelim and one sheres. So he says not a problem. So basically you can use it. You can use it. According to the Igadami, it's not a problem. It's not a problem with chatzis. It's not a problem with sheres. Based on the pasuk. Let's take the last case.
Proof.
You don't understand what?
Proof.
The proof, because the pasuk is referring to, is saying the Rashi says, clay shore, clay ha shores. That's the proof. Clay ha shores. Shnei kelim b'mashma v'sheres achas. It's mashma two kelim and one sheres.
It's
a drasha. All right.
So it's just tough because you do use more than one kli for you use one kli for the Dhammapar, one kli for the Dhammasar. So does that mean that it is Derech Sheiris?
Yes.
Is that saying that here is a special Joshua that maybe it's not, but here it's okay?
No, Rashi's saying this boy was in general. Still the question is in general, not about the Yom Kippur. Okay, now let's take the last case. Bo Aminei Rami Bar Chama Rafisto. Hiniach siv besocha mizrak v'kibul bo'os adam mahu. What's this case? So what's siv? Siv is hagodal, Rashi says, soviv hadekal. V'nichrach olav soviv, k'min lulovin v'gifonim. V'hurach besofik is adam. V'adam yotzei b'chol avorov v'eino chotzeitz kol kach. Some spongy material, right? It grows around the tree. It's like a vine that grows around the deco. But basically, it's a spongy material, right? That's the important part here. So it passes through. It's not like a watertight lining. It's not a blood-tight lining, right? So it will soak through. You'll get a soak through on the other side, right? So what if you put this material inside the Mizrak and you did Kabbalah Mahu? Now it's a question of the other way. Min b'she'eno mino chotzeitz. So do we say since it's a min b'she'eno mino, it's a chatzitza? Oleino chotzeitz. What do we say? No, since it soaks through, we don't care.
Not any min
machine,
but only in this specific case because it soaks through?
Only because it soaks through. If it didn't soak through, it definitely would be a problem.
Because then you wouldn't be doing Kabbalah on the correct kli?
That's right. That's right. That's for sure. So what did you say? Kev and the Mechalchel lo chayetz o dilma lo shno. That's what he's explaining. Right, he's explaining the question more. Since it has the holes, do we say it's not a chatzitza? Well, we don't care. Amalei tanina, zolei v'holei chad shemagia l'svug. it's a complicated case, but he's saying the mayim in the svug is pasul. Has to be the mayim has to go from a mayon right into a kli. The mayim in the svug is no good. So basically, you have mayim that's good. You have the mayim that's even though the mayim in the svug is no good, you don't say that it pasuls the other mayim. That go into the kli. You don't say it's a chatzitza between the mayim and the kli. So it should be the same thing. Right? It's just another setup where mayim has to go. Here's a different case, but mayim has to go into a kli from the mayon. Okay? And the svug is not a kli. So you have a mayim, and any mayim that's in the svug is possible. Because the svug is not considered the kli. But yet we say that when the mayim from the spring goes into the shokes with the svug in the bottom, you don't say that the svug is a chatzitza between the mayim and the kli. You say the mayim is in the kli. Right? So here too. Since it's porous, you don't say that it's a problem. Here too. So what's it going to say? Hold on. Shani maya de kalishi. So it says, no, there's no comparison. Mayim is very loose. V'yotzis mikol avorov, v'nichnosos beino levena kli. Avodam avu. So it says, no, it's different. The mayim is blood is thicker than water, as they say. Right? Yikadam ri hocha poshatle bedam kosher bekomates. Hocha poshatle bedam kosher bekomates posel. Or the Gemara, or the Ikedami, that the Gemara concluded that by dam it's good because it's loose enough, it does soak through, but by a komes it would be possible because a komes is a solid. So right? Those are the facts. I'd like to get the full picture.
What's
yeah.
The Maya, the Kalishi?
How would you define the difference between the Maya and the dam? That's what's bothering Chaim. Right? In other words, the Gemara is setting up factually three levels. For a solid, the sieve is vaday a chatzitza. Why? Because it will never bleed through. Right? And for mayim, a svug is vaday not a chatzitza. Because basically, it's direct. It's more or less direct. The water, the penetration of the water to the other side. See, Rashi says, Yotzos mikol avorov, v'nichnosos beino levena kli. It goes through. It goes out of all the full. It passes completely through.
So we're defining chatzitza as the obstruction.
An obstruction, correct. Okay. But dam apparently initially is a chatzitza, but after a certain amount of time will soak through. But
initially.
Only a certain. But only. But not. And not everything will soak through.
We mean initially. And over time, how could it change?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the issue. I'm just saying, physically, when it hits the sieve, there's a certain amount of time that it takes for it to penetrate through.
But the svug has water in it.
Doesn't matter. That's a separate problem. The mayim in the svug is not considered in the kli. But do you say there's a chatzitza between the mayim that's the mayim itself and the kli itself? Right. So we're not sure. The Gemara is not clear. It's not clear from here. The Gemara has two answers. Either it says it's vaday that the it's a vaday that what? It's a vaday that for the komets it's a chatzitza because it's a solid. There's no question about that, right? The what's not clear is do you say that the dam is just like the water, and it's also not a chatzitza, and the sieve is not a chatzitza between the dam and the kli. Or do you say that water is looser and it's not, or at least water and a sponge are less of a chatzitza than dam and a sieve? Meaning to say that there's a partial penetration by the dam and the sieve. By the mayim, it's basically it'll completely drip through, or it's completely connected. Just to clarify the case. Right, let's say the entire shokas is lined with a giant sponge. Don't think of a little sponge from your kitchen sink. See, the whole bottom of the shokas is a sponge. There's a giant sponge in the bottom of the shokas. Okay, and we didn't really go into this Mishnah. I'm just gleaning over here from Rashi, but apparently that the you have to be mekadesh in a kli. You have to be mekadesh the afer in mayim that's in a kli. Okay, so if your mayim is in a lined kli, is it considered to be in the kli? That's the question. Certainly, the mayim in the sponge is not. But what about the other mayim? Is the other mayim considered in the kli? So yeah, go ahead. That's the case. So the Rebbe Ben Chanan is expressing the maskana is that as long as you need the kli to contain it, because it'll drip through, and eventually it will be that the kli is what's keeping it from running out, then that's not a chatzitza. But by the mincha, you could have just had the sieve, and it would stay. You could have had the sieve without the mizrak, and it wouldn't never drip through. So the mizrak is not really considered to be functioning for that for the mincha. The mincha saying the mizrak has to function for it in order to not be a chatzitza. So by the dam, if you just had something made out of if you just had the sieve itself, eventually it would start to drip through. Right, so you see that the mizrak is really containing it, is really holding it in functionally. But the mincha, it's not. But I'm not sure if this question of chatzitza is related to the first question of chatzitza. I just wanted to see the full picture. You basically want to know what's considered to be holding the dam, what's considered to be containing the dam. So if I had a kli in my hand, you wouldn't say I'm holding the dam in my hand. Right, the kli is holding the dam. I'm holding the kli. So that's the question over here. Do you say that the dam is being contained? That's what the Gemara's conclusion is. We wouldn't, since the sieve is porous and it would drip through, you don't say that the mizrak is holding the sieve which is holding the dam. Ultimately, it's the mizrak that's containing the dam. But by the mincha, you wouldn't say that. The mizrak is holding something, is supporting something, that is containing the mincha. Right? What was the first side? What's the chakir in the first side? That we have to think about. But that's the maskana. If I had a plastic bag in the mizrak and the dam goes right into the plastic bag, so then the mizrak is not functioning to hold the dam. It's just helping to hold the bag. But the bag itself, independently, is containing all the dam. Right? But what's the question? That's pashut. What's the question if it's penetrates a little bit?
I'm looking at saying... Different.
Yeah, I mean Rashi sets up the problem, right? Because in the question he says the dam does pass through. It is yotzei mikol avarov, but it just calls it not a chotzeitz kol kach. But when he describes the mayim, he says the mayim is yotzei mikol avarov, which is the same as he said by the dam. But then he adds more v'nichnosos lebeino beino levein akli, and they go in between the kli and it. Apparently the dam lacks that aspect. It is yotzes mikol avarov, but it's lacking something. It's the kol kach. What's the kol kach? Kol kach always means that there's some that has a degree of the quality, right?
What's the quality you're getting here? Just
passing through. Because that's the definition of a chatzitza, means it's a barrier. Chatzitza is a barrier. So if something is completely permeable, so it's not a chatzitza. Right? Chatzitza means it's some form of a barrier. So how would you compare, how would you understand the kol kach over here? That's basically what the chakir comes down to. It's a little bit complicated, this Gemara, because there are a few steps. Because there's a havamina that the mayim and the sug was a proof, right? Because you have the original Chakira. Then there's a Havamina that the Mayim and the Svug proved the original Chakira. Right? And then there is the Gemara's answer that the Mayim and the Svug are different. As compared to the Dam and the Siv. Right? Okay, so what are you saying? Can you work, you're working out? Well, so let's just describe what the Chakira is about here. Okay, what? Why is there a Chakira? What is the Chakira? What's the question? Want to tell us the question? And why did the Gemara think it had the answer when it got to the Mayim in the Svug? And actually, the Igadamri accepts that answer, right? Go ahead, just to put it together. I just need to see it orderly. Now, it's an interesting thing in terms of setting it up now. You have to be able to set up the question in a general way. You have to be able to set up the original question of Chatzitza in a general way. Okay, you can't take into account the thickness, the qualities of thickness or thinness of the blood, because that becomes part of the Gemara's attempted answer and rejection of the answer. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has to be a more generalized question.
I'm saying that I must go in there. When they get from the thickness of the blood, and say, like, oh, but the blood is thicker. What?
Yeah, but they thought they had an answer initially. So they thought they had the answer.
You're saying there's two Havamina and Maskanos. There's the Havamina and Maskanos that a spoon, or that the thing being absorbed would not be a Chatzitza, and then comes in and says,
now there was the original question, right? And then there was there was an opinion that we answered it by the Mayim, right? Even though we know Mayim and blood are very different, so there was some general question. There was an attempt to answer the original question with the case of water, right? So that was a very generalized view of the question. Right, meaning to say even water could show me the answer to this. And then there's a rejection of that and saying, no, that really doesn't show you, because water acts differently than blood, and really the question still exists. So it's like it's very difficult to get each point. Let me put my question more simply. Is there a Havamina that even by water it wouldn't be good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first one. That's
correct. Right? So you gotta work that in too. That's what I'm saying you're missing. Gotta work in why would you think water would be a chatzitza too? By water it would be a chatzitza too. Again, I was making the point, just clarifying the point over here, that the question is that since you're having a problem is that you're having a thing inside your kli, like a kli inside of a kli. I know a sponge is not a kli, but it's the same concept. That you're having something inside of your kli that is holding the that's between the dam and the kli. So do I say the dam is considered in the mizrak, or do I say that there's a chatzitza and the dam cannot be considered in the mizrak? It's considered in the siv or considered in the svug. That's the question. It's not a question of like a din of the Maisa Kabbalah. Does the dam have to hit the Mizrak as the first thing? Or can it pass through eventually? That's not the question. It's not a question of Maisa Avod over here. Because by the Shokas, so that has nothing to do with it over here. It's a question of the dam in the Kli. Is it considered in the Kli, or is it considered in the Siv in the Kli? That's the only question. Now, of course, the way it passes through is going to determine whether we consider the chatzitza. But let's first try to define the question better. Working our way around the question first. So what would you say? I'm proposing that if there was a very coarse grate, meaning to say large holes, that's just resting on the bottom of the mizrak, that wouldn't be a question at all. It's dafka because it's a sieve or a sponge that the question arises. Because in those cases, it does physically, there's some sort of a, physically the sponge is a barrier. It absorbs the water, and then it might be a poor barrier. It absorbs the water and it emits the water. But the if you just had a piece of metal with giant holes in it, that would not be a barrier. That would it just redirects the water. It doesn't contain the water and emit the water. It doesn't absorb the water and emit the water. There's no schita by something like that. I'm assuming that. Might be wrong, but I'm assuming that for now. So what's the question? So what's the general question? That's what I want to know. What's the general question? Well, let's take the general question in terms of the way the Gemara thought it had the answer by the Maya. Right? In other words, to bolster my claim, if you take a sponge, all the water will not drip out. If I take a wet sponge and I hold it up, the water's not all going to just drip out. All it means is if there's more water behind it, it'll keep pushing water through. It's not going to stop water, but it does hold the water. Let's just see if we can pick something that makes sense to us over here, instead of trying to go orderly. Now, when I look at the Rashi and he tries to describe, and he's describing why the Mayim is better than the Dam, right? So what does he say? He says that the Mayim will pass through v'nichnosos beino levein akli, right? Ovol Dam ovhu. So what is he explaining over there? He's trying to explain why the Mayim would be not with the Mayim and Sug is not a chatzitza, but Dam is a chatzitza. Dam and Siv is a chatzitza. Now, what would you say? Say like this: if I would describe how the sfug and the mayim interacts, what would you say? You'd say that the sfug absorbs the mayim. The sfug is absorbing the mayim, but then ultimately, as more mayim keeps being added, and the mayim increases, you actually get to the point where the mayim passes completely through the sieve, through the sfug, and actually, you actually will get a situation where the mayim itself will, there'll be an appreciable amount of mayim between the sfug and the bottom. Meaning like the mayim will eventually incorporate the sfug into the mayim. The
sfug's not lying clean anymore.
Sfug doesn't line the clean anymore. The sfug does not line the clean anymore. Physically there's going to be, physically what happens is it just gets saturated, right? And all the water goes through, right? All the water goes through, and like you were saying, it basically keeps going through, and there's a there's going to be the you're going to effectively there's it's like there's mayim between the svug and the bottom of the kli now. Let's just think about it as opposed to dam. So what happens by the dam? So what happens by the dam?
Does it all pass through?
So we're sort of theorizing here. Now what happens by the dam is what? That the initial dam starts soaking through the sieve, right? And then what happens? But then what happens?
Starts getting stuck.
Right? And its saturation will allow some of it to pass through. But basically, we'll now create a barrier.
What will create a barrier?
In other words, the sieve will become matted with the dam, right? Which will start to solidify, and will not create like a free flowing exchange like you have in Mayim. In Mayim, basically, you have the mayim goes through the svug, and the mayim going through the svug doesn't decrease the rate of exchange between the mayim and svug. Right? You don't say, well, if the svug gets really filled up with mayim, then it's going to be harder for the mayim to start passing through. It's a constant thing. Right? So basically, the mayim and the svug become, the svug becomes like a incorporated into the mayim. It's like an even idea of the flow of the mayim and the svug. But it would seem dam is different. Dam passes through. It's true, it passes through. But once it reaches a certain point that it passes through, and it becomes more difficult now for more dam to start passing through. You know what I mean? You wouldn't consider, you don't consider, it's like the, it's like it becomes, it increases the resistance because it's sort of is filling it in with a thick substance. Mayim never fills in the sug. Sort of, in terms of resistance, but the dam, it would seem, does. It's true; it has the ability to pass through, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you'll say it becomes like a free-flowing system of mayim through the sieve, where you can almost basically say that the mayim, that the sieve is within the mayim, within the dam. By mayim, you can say that. By mayim, you can say the sponge in the bottom. We're not assuming it's pasted down. That would be a different chatzitza problem, right? It's just lined, but the mayim basically goes through the svug constantly, and you can't really differentiate and say, well, the mayim on the bottom got stuck there, and that mayim is stuck on the bottom. It's basically a uniform consistency of all the mayim through the svug. But by the dam, you don't say that. By the dam, you don't say that. We're just trying to describe it, see if that helps us. Yeah. Okay, so let's set it up now. Let's see if we can set it up from the beginning, all right? This question is like this. What's the general question in the beginning? General question in the beginning is like this, that my mayim, or my dam, has to be in the kli, right? It has to be contained in the mizrak, correct? Now, what if I have something that's foreign in the mizrak that is participating in containing the mayim, or the dam? I mean, it does. It does hold some of it. It is like a resistor. It is going to slow the flow to the kli. And the mayim above it is not does have something to pass through in order to get to the mizrak. Okay. So the Gemara first thought that I can prove from the mayim that it's considered contained. Why? Because as long as functionally the kli is needed, that's the measure of chatzitza. The measure of containment is the function of being, the function of not dripping through. Right? Is the kli needed to, is the kli necessary to contain the dam or the mayim, or is it not necessary? Anything short of, as long as it still is needed, right, as long as it still functions, bitoras kli, meaning to say that without it, the substance would not be contained, then it's not a chatzitza. Correct? Chatzitza in terms of the function of the kli. That's all we want to know. We need the kli to function, and in so far as its function, that's how you measure chatzitza. Correct? So therefore, you see from the mayim that it's not a chatzitza. That's what the Gemara thought. Correct? Like Rabbi Nachman says in the Maskana. As long as it would come through, eventually some amount would start coming through. Then you see that the mayim, that the kli is really what's containing it, correct? But what's the havamina? What's the Gemara's refutation of the or rejection of the of that? What was the? There's another way to look at chatzitza, though. There's another way to look at it, not just in terms of containment. That would say that the mayim is considered not a chatzitza, but the dam is. So then I would say like this, that containment is not enough. That's what the Gemara is saying. Saying it's true that the kli is going to stop the dam from dripping through to the ground because the sieve alone would not be enough. But that's not the only way to judge kli. You also have to look at the tsiruf of the mayim in the kli. You have to look at the way it's contained in the kli. And if there's something impeding the way the dam relates to the kli, there's two questions here. Is the kli functioning? That's one question. So in terms of function, the kli is still functioning. Because it's not a plastic bag that strips the function from the kli. In terms of function, the kli is still functioning. It still is preventing the dam from dripping through to the ground. Right, but that's not the only question of chatzitza. The question is not just is the kli functioning. The question is the dam relating to the kli is the dam. The question isn't also in terms of how the contents relate to the kli. So you're saying by mayim, the fact that there's a sieve in there doesn't change the way the contents relate to the kli. It still basically is the same, that there's a free flowing exchange of the mayim between every part of the kli. All the parts of the mayim eventually relate to the kli in the same way. They pass through, and they create an entity of mayim between the bottom and the svug itself, which is no different than the way normal mayim relates to a kli. But by the dam, it's not thick enough to stop it from dripping, but it's thick enough in term to change the way that it's mitzuraf to it. I know I'm being a little vague. I have to think about it a little more. But that's what I think. That's the question is: do you relate when you want to know? Is it contained? So, and you want to know: is it contained by the kli or is there a chatzitza? So, do you look at it purely in terms of the definition of containment, and then you'll say it's not a chatzitza because the only thing that would be a chatzitza now is something that makes the kli superfluous. Or can you say no? Even though the kli is not superfluous, the dam would still drip. It would drip through without it, so it's not superfluous. But there's a chatzitza in the way the dam relates to the kli itself. Let me put it this way: the first side of the question is there a bittel of the kli? Now, as I want to know, is the kli functioning at all? Is there a shame kli? Is the kli existing as betoras kli, or is it not? Or is it just like a hand holding a bag? Right, that's the only question according to the first side of the fakira. All I want to know is, am I basically removing the existence of the kli in terms of its function? That's the only question. If I'm not, then it's not a chatzitza. If I am, then it is a chatzitza. So in terms of solids, the kli is superfluous. So you'll say it's being contained by the sieve. But in terms of dam, any liquid, it's not superfluous. Because without the kli, it would still drip through. So the shame kli is still participating in the is still being expressed. The second way of looking at it is a more sophisticated question. It's saying even though it's containing it, even though it's necessary to contain it, so there's no bittel of the kli in terms of function, but there's a natural way that the contents relate to the container. That's what we want to know. You understand? Natural way is a free and unhindered way. So by the mayim, I can say that exists because it's true that there's something that is also absorbing in the kli, but that doesn't hinder the mixture of that doesn't hinder the flow of the mayim underneath the svug. And it becomes a system that basically the mayim is containing the svug. But by the dam and the sieve, it's true, it would drip through, it would start dripping through, slowly. But so the kli is still necessary. But it hinders the way the dam would normally relate to all of the parts of the kli. Now it just have a couple of drips that come through. Very slowly, and that basically solidifies the whole system. Now it's there's an obstruction in the exchange of the in the flow of the dam within the kli. Now there's two flows that we're dealing with. There's a flow of the dam in terms of to the ground, and in that sense, the sieve is not a chatzitza because the kli is necessary to prevent it from flowing down to the ground, but there's also a natural flow within the vessel. So that's a saying by mayim and svug, it doesn't even interfere with that. Ultimately, it doesn't even interfere with that. It might cause some resistance, but it's not kol kach. There's no quality that's being undermined. It might slow it down a little bit, but there's no quality that's being undermined. That's the kol kach that Rashi is showing you. Know, there's two inyanim of chatzitza. There's the basic question: does it nullify the need for the kli at all? That's vaday chatzitza. And then there's a secondary question: does it change the quality of how the, of the flow of the of the of the liquid within the kli? So that's what Rashi was explaining. That was really the chakira. Dam will flow through. That's what he says. It is yotze mikol avarov. It does pass through, right? So that's for sure. It does pass through, but it's not what? It's not a kol kach. But it's but it doesn't have the full. It doesn't have the full quality of being of having a free flow within the kli. So it's a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza with regard to the function of the kli, but it is a chatzitza with regard to the internal mechanics of the kli. You understand? Chaim?
What was the original question?
So the question, though, is what was the Havamina with the Mayim? That why would there be a Havamina that the Mayim is not would be a chatzitza? So we're saying maybe it's because it's not exclusive. Because the kli is good. It's true the kli is needed to hold up most of it, but there is some that would be retained in the swug, so it wouldn't be an exclusive thing. So maybe you say that all of the function has to be attributed to the kli. I have to think about that.